In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. So the last few Sundays, I've been talking to all of you about our adventure, I guess, in terms of our kitchen and our renovation. So the adventure continues. The transformation in our home is continuing as well. But this transformation and how it's actually slowed down a little bit, just so you know. So my sermon is not going to revolve around that transformation, but other transformations, because it got me thinking about things changing. It got me thinking about the things in my life and here in our community as well that continue to change. And one of the things that always changes in our lives is our kids. The appearance of our children continues to change. Many of you remember when we first arrived here, and you remember what our little Nicholas looked like. Well, our not so little Nicholas looked like. If you remember back then, he was 10 years old. He was about this big, about that big. And he was really, really thin. You may recall that. And all of a sudden, we had the pandemic. And then we went into this lockdown. And Nicholas ate every single thing he could find in the house that entire time. And it was an amazing thing that when we came out of lockdown, all of a sudden we looked up and we see Nicholas. He's no longer this skinny little boy. He's now tall. And for us, he's a giant, right? For many of you, he may not be a giant being just about 6 feet tall, but for the Lagakuses, he is a giant among all of us. And he not only is tall, he has this beard, right? This full beard. He has changed. He's become a young man. And the same thing can be said for our girls as well. Our girls have grown and they are becoming young women as well. But here's the thing with all of this change. They might be changing physically, right? But there's still one thing about our children. They're still my children, right? No matter how big Nicholas gets, no matter how big Vasilia gets, no matter how big Lucia gets, they're always going to be my little kids. And there's one other thing they're always going to be. They're always going to be people who have potential. They're always going to be people who have potential to have real change. See, physical change is one thing, but the change internally is another thing. Physical change is one thing, but the change and to become what we are meant to be is something entirely different. And that is a potential that they have, and it's the same potential that each and every one of you here has today. And I'm mentioning that to you today because today we are celebrating this wonderful feast, this Feast of the Transfiguration. It is a feast where our Lord and Savior took three of his disciples up to the mountain and he showed them who he really is. He showed them what he really is and what he can do for them as well. It's not so much that Jesus changed, but he gives us the potential to change because he is both God and man. So today it's important for us to take a few minutes and to think about this wonderful feast, the Feast of the Transfiguration, and what our Lord and Savior is able to do in us if we allow him to. So we are very blessed in our community that we actually have this beautiful stained glass window over here of the Transfiguration. And I wasn't sure how much light would be coming through it because of the rain, but it looks like it's pretty good today. So I'm going to draw your attention to it in order for us to kind of recap the scripture reading, right? So our scripture reading tells us that Jesus goes up to Mount Tabor and he takes three of his disciples with him. Remember, the Lord had a lot of disciples, right? But he had 12 disciples who became his apostles. And of those 12, Jesus had three that we could call his inner circle, right? These were his kind of closest disciples. And anytime he would go apart anywhere, he would always take with him Peter, James, and John. And it's on that mountain that all of a sudden they were doing something important. Matthew doesn't tell us what they were doing, but Luke does. Luke says that he took the disciples with him in order to pray. And it was in the middle of prayer that this wonderful thing happened, that all of a sudden Jesus changes right in front of them. The icon, the stained glass icon, shows us you can see these rays of light. that are emanating from our Lord and Savior. And it says that he was so bright that the disciples couldn't even look at him. They had to shield their eyes. Then the scriptures tell us that there were two men who were talking to him. We have Moses, and then we have Elijah. And then all of a sudden, Peter decides he's going to say something. But this cloud comes. It reminds us a little bit of the Old Testament, when Jesus would, or when God would come as a cloud to the Israelites. And out of that cloud, we hear the voice of God. He says, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And after that, the disciples fall back and we can see them, and they're amazed at what had happened. The scripture says they were in awe. And then Jesus comes down and he touches them and he says, "Have no fear." And they get up and they move on. The interesting thing is that after that, everything has changed except for one person. The person who really hasn't changed is Jesus himself. The disciples have changed, but Jesus was always who he is. He was always both God and man. What he did was he revealed who he really is to the disciples on that day. Moses and Elijah remind us that Jesus, as both God and man, has fulfilled the law. Elijah reminds us that Jesus, as both God and man, has fulfilled everything that was said about him in the Old Testament. Everything the prophets have said point to that one man that's up there in that icon. Everything points to him. And then the voice of the Father. The voice of the Father reminds us that he is the only begotten Son of God, that he is the one who we must follow and who we must listen to. So who changed on that day? The disciples changed. And the same thing should happen to us. I was thinking about this whole idea of changing, and I remembered when I was younger. I'm not sure where we were going. I think I was going to get ice cream with my dad. And we're walking to get ice cream, and this man approaches my father with his daughter. And he didn't only have his daughter, he had there a toolbox, and he had all these video games. Now, this is 1990-ish, somewhere around there, and Nintendo had just come out. So he had these really cool Nintendo video games, and his car had broken down. So he comes up to my father, and he says, "Hey, can you help me? My car broke down. I need to go to a mechanic. I'll sell you these things." And I thought, oh, cool. These are Nintendo video games, right? And he's selling them really cheap. I'm like, this is fantastic. So my dad says, no, I don't want your stuff. Here's the money you need. Go ahead and go. Now, on the one hand, I was super disappointed. But on the other hand, I witnessed something kind of amazing. I witnessed something that changed me. My father was always like that. But he revealed that to me. And by witnessing that, by seeing that, I was changed a little bit. My friends and my family in Christ, we are here today because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can help us to change because of who he is. When we continue to go to him, he reveals more of himself to us. When we continue to reach out to him, he shows us who he is and what he can do with us and through us if we go to him. And the most important way we go to him is what the disciples and Jesus did today in prayer. We must first and foremost be people of prayer. We must be people that go to him often in prayer, reading the scriptures and being here. Because this place does one thing. It transforms people. You come here for one reason, to become changed, to grow closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Does it happen every time? No. But the more and more and more we come, the more and more and more we open ourselves up to prayer, the more opportunities we have to change, the more opportunities we have to become where we are meant to be, more like the one who we celebrate today. So today, my friends and family in Christ, we are remembering this great feast of the Transfiguration as a day that our Lord and Savior showed who he really is. And if we remember to follow him, we can become who we are meant to be. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.